This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Ross, R-O-S-S, Yates, Y-A-T-E-S, comma, Kamika, C-H-I-M-E-K-A. The date of birth, December 26, 1981. The date of evaluation, March 22, 2022. Referring physician is Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 40-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left shoulder surgery. The HBI. The patient is a 40-year-old female who reports a work-related injury dating to September 29, 2020 period. On that date, she sat on a chair while at work, period. The chair then immediately broke with her consequent fall period. She fell on her buttocks with outstretched arms. Period. She had no head trauma, no loss of consciousness, period. She was then evaluated at the emergency room at Eden Hospital, period. She had subsequently seen Dr. Michael Hebrard, period. Patient ultimately had MRI, which revealed pathology, period. She was felt to require surgical treatment, period. She currently reports ongoing pain, which she described as sharp/constant, period. Pain is rated 7/10, period. It is worsened by lying on the arm or any use of the shoulder, period. Pain radiates to the neck and back, period. She has had no exertional chest pain, dyspnea, or palpitations. Past medical history, hypertension, neck number overweight. Past surgical history, right partial thyroid excision. Neck number she has a history of cesarean delivery, period. The medications, amlodipine 10 milligrams one daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. The social history, she notes occasional alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. She has had no fever or chills, period. She does report weight gain, period. Genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 127/78, pulse 89, respiratory rate 20, height 59 inches, weight 285.8 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal left shoulder demonstrates severely decreased range of motion on passive exercise, especially abduction and external rotation, period. Right shoulder demonstrates mildly decreased range of motion, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 82 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The The X-ray findings MRI reveal supraspinatus tendinosus, but out of full thickness tear. However, she was found to have a type 3 acromion. The impression, this is a 40-year-old female who suffered an industrial injury, period. She had undergone conservative course of treatment to include corticosteroid injection, which decreased her frequency of pain. However, she had continued with decreased range of motion and recurrent symptoms. She is found to be unable to elevate over 95 degrees of forward flexion and abduction, period. She has positive impingement and pain with resisted abduction and forward flexion of her shoulders, period. She is now scheduled for surgical treatment, period. She is noted to have hypertension. This appears relatively controlled on current medications, period. She otherwise is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. Overall, her perioperative risk is slightly increased given history of hypertension and the significant obesity, period. She otherwise is felt to be stable and is once again cleared for her procedure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.